Knowledge, wisdom, etc. Knowledge, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness, and judgment, and equity, yea, every good path. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity, and out of darkness. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. Therefore my people shall know my name, therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Wisdom of I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel, my reins also instruct me in the night seasons. The Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Divine teaching, O I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with mine eye. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Divine guidance, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. I will direct their work in truth. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him ability for good discourse, the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue, is from the Lord. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. The means of grace, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. Their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity, and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers. Them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings, and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, a blessing upon ordinances, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy lovingkindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, for I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The Lord will give grace and glory. I am the Lord thy God which teacheth thee to profit. With joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Of grace against sin and temptation to mortify sin, Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? O wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, against temptation. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. He that feareth God shall come forth of them all. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. In that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. From the enticement of sinners it to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. I find more bitter than death the woman, whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. Victory over the world, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. By whom Christ the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Victory over the devil, or resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed; it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Strength, courage, and resolution, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench; he shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust, and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength, and my song; he also is become my salvation. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength; they shall mount up with wings as eagles; they shall run, and not be weary; and they shall walk, and not faint. Thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not; behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense; he will come and save you. The Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Fruitfulness and increase of grace. Fruitfulness, if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will be as the dew unto Israel; he shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. They shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. In old age they shall still bring forth fruit in old age, they shall be fat and flourishing. Increase in grace, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth, and grow up as calves of the stall. Whosoevereth, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. The grace of meekness, that the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Grace to persevere, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you, and keep you from evil. He which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we are. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depths, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The righteous is an everlasting foundation. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth for ever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Sanctified afflictions, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty, for he maketh sore, and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. As a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Whom the Lord loveth he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tin. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. Before I was afflicted I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. And if they be bound in fetters, and be holden in cords of affliction, then he sheweth them their work, and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He openeth also their ear to discipline, and commandeth that they return from iniquity. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. By this therefore shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged, and this is all the fruit to take away his sin. When we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall, that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them, and she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Some of them of understanding shall fall, to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end. The trying of your faith worketh patience. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons, for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? They verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous, nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Many shall be purified, and made white, and tried. that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Grace to the children of Israel, and the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. I will establish my covenant between me, and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. Now are they your children holy. The promise is unto you, and to your children. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel, of an interest in God as our God. I will establish my covenant between me, and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee. God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. This God is our God for ever and ever, he will be our guide even unto death. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. I the Lord will be their God, and my servant David a prince among them. Ye my flock, the flock of my pasture, amen. And I am your God, saith the Lord God. God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Our portion are I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion for ever. Our glory in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty, unto the residue of his people. His presence with us the upright shall dwell in thy presence. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Thus shall they know that I the Lord their God am with them. The Lord is with you, while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. The Lord, He it is that doth go before thee, He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. His love for the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. He will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. The Lord loveth the righteous. I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely. He loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Bala, for the Lord delighteth in thee. As the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, he will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. For his great love wherewith he loved us. I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us. That the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. We love him, because he first loved us.